Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At a time when we have more TV than ever, there's also more TV about TV than ever.
Welcome to After the Black, the official after show for Orphan Black. I'm Morgan.
Welcome to After the Thrones. I'm Chris Ryan.
I'm Andy Greenwald.
And we are here to talk about Game of Thrones Season 6.
I am Chris Hardwick, and this is Talking Dead.
After the Black, After the Thrones, Talking Dead, talk shows all about other TV shows. NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has thoughts. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. So I turned on the TV recently to catch the news, and I got caught in the end of a Survivor episode, and Aubrey lived, but Sydney got kicked off. Terrible. But then up pops the next show, and there's Sydney's mother sitting in a studio audience. So they had this little sort of after effect, and I know they have an online after show. But tell me what you're talking about.
Well, it's sort of that. What we're talking about mostly are after shows that air in the immediate aftermath of a particular episode, and they will dissect what happened in that episode, either with the stars and producers of the show or just people, super fans who know a lot about the show. And so this is a much more specific and particular kind of look at what's happening on a series over a season.
It's like taking what happens on social media and putting it on the air. Let's listen to a little bit of Talking Dead. This is the talk show hosted by Chris Hardwick, and it's about the Walking Dead franchise.
We're discussing the mid-season premiere of Season 6 of The Walking Dead. We have a caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Danielle, and I'm from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Well, hello. What is your question?
My question is for Greg. What would Rick have done if Denise hadn't been able to save Carl?
What would Rick have done? Eric, this is really quite amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. So AMC seems to have pioneered this for scripted shows. They've had after shows for The Walking Dead, also Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And then we've also seen FX's Sons of Anarchy had one when it was on. Orphan Black has one now on BBC America. HBO's Game of Thrones has one. And what's interesting is that they do a lot of things. Number one, they often air right after the episode that they talk about. So if you get a big number, like Walking Dead is a hugely popular show, it's a way to get the audience to hang out for a little bit longer on the channel because they're going to want to talk about what they just saw. It's also really cheap to do. You know, the actors are already contracted to do promotional stuff. And it also helps spin the fans. So like one of the things we saw in The Walking Dead, they had a really controversial storyline where one of the characters seemed to get killed off. And when they revealed that the character wasn't dead, they were able to use Talking Dead to kind of manage the fans and play up the fact that people would be relieved that the character was still alive. So there's a lot of different things that they can do with these kinds of shows.
It's quite something. Which ones do you think are the best? Which are the worst?
Well, I think AMC's the after shows with Chris Hardwick, who's sort of a geek hero. You know, he's from this collective called Nerdist. They're the best. They're very visually oriented. They bring on the producers and the cast, so you get straight from the horse's mouth why they did things. One of the ones that's the toughest for me to watch is the HBO's Game of Thrones one. It debuts the day after the show aired, so there's some distance between the episode, and maybe your desire to want to talk about it is less. Mm-hmm. One thing I do like that they do is they have something called What the F Happened Here, because there's so many characters on the show, characters will come out of nowhere and you might not remember them. So they talk about them in that segment. I just wish the show was a little more visually oriented and had people from the cast and the production actually on the show.
Well, you mentioned Chris Hardwick, who we heard a little bit from. He's also going to be hosting a show called Talking Preacher about the new AMC show Preacher. Seth Rogen is a co-creator. Here's a little of the trailer.
What do you want, kid?
It's about my dad. I want you to hurt him.
You know it's a sin just to ask me that.
I know. People said before you were a preacher, you did things.
How hurt you want him? How far do I go?
So we're going to be having an after show for a show that hasn't even started yet. But any
exactly.
Thoughts on Preacher?
Well, you know, it's based on this very sort of explicit and very violent comic book. They've already put out the first 5 minutes of the show you can watch, and somebody explodes. There's no other way to describe it, which is pretty bloody. But I'm concerned that the show can't really be as button-pushing and edgy as the comic book is, because the comic book is really, really violent. And the comic book is also tough to make sense of. And so I think it's going to be tough to make a TV series that makes sense out of this very symbolic and very, you know, absurdist, you know, source material. So right now, I like the idea that they're trying it, but I wasn't blown away by the first episode, I'll be honest.
Although, as you did say, somebody was. Sorry. Well, and of course, the important thing is, how will the after show do? That's NPR's TV critic, Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.